USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
But we are building the wall. They're not happy about it. And we will have over 400 miles of wall built by the end of next year.
President Trump on immigration there speaking at the National Rifle Association Convention in Indianapolis. The so-called experts were wrong once again about the economy. After a slow end to last year, the Department of Commerce says the GDP grew 3.2% in the first quarter of 2019. Director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, tells Fox News President Trump's economic policies, such as lowering taxes and regulation, are working.
The first quarter is supposed to be the worst quarter of the year, so it comes in at 3.2%. Tells me, among other things, that the prosperity cycle we have entered into is continuing, it's strong.
The Dow gained 81 points to close at 26,543. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Criminal charges are being filed against the semi-driver who caused a fiery crash on Interstate 70 in Lakewood, Colorado.
The driver of the semi that started this event was taken into custody. He is being processed and will be lodged at Jefferson County Jail on multiple counts of vehicular homicide.
That's Ty Countryman with the Lakewood Police. At least four people have died from that accident. Former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden appeared on ABC's The View for his first interview since announcing his candidacy on Thursday. Now, multiple women have claimed that Biden touched them without their consent, and on The View, Biden apologized for not understanding how women felt.
I'm sorry this happened,
yeah.
But I'm not sorry in the sense that I think I did anything that was intentionally designed to do anything wrong or be inappropriate.
Biden is planning a campaign event in Pittsburgh on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The World Health Organization is coming out strong against letting young kids watch TV or play with smartphones and is pushing parents to help their kids to stay active and get enough sleep. Dr. Jennifer Ashton is the ABC News chief medical correspondent. She talks about some of the new guidelines that the WHO is putting out for children regarding screen time.
The World Health Organization falling in line with other professional organizations because every person who has a little person in their life is dealing with screen time now. So let's break it down. Their new recommendations, basically in keeping with other guidelines, but they're saying 0 to 2 years of age, no screen time, zero. From 2 to 5, 1 hour maximum in a 24-hour period. And I should also add, this isn't just about screen time. They're also making recommendations about sleep, saying that 0 to 5-year-olds should get 10 to 14 hours a day, and activity, up to 3 hours of physical activity a day. And most of the time, if you're looking at a screen, you can't be sleeping or physically active.
And as far as what you should count as a screen, Dr. Ashton says,
literally anything with a screen, TVs, computers, iPads, smartphones, anything with a screen qualifies. And I think the other important thing here, Celia, is that we don't have decades of long-term data about the effects on a very young brain of all this screen time, which is now part of our life.
The WHO also said in a statement, what we really are trying to do and need to do is bring back play for children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.